It is May 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, a video from our JLN Industry Leader Series from FIA Boca 2022, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Disney-esque automaton versions of ErisX head of product Ian Greaves and head of marketing Jessica Darmani starred in a short YouTube promotional video announcing the closing of the deal for Cboe to acquire ErisX and promoting different aspects of their markets. Former Commerce and Transportation Secretary Congressman Norman Mineta has passed away at the age of 90. His was a remarkable story, a Japanese-American who was put in an internment camp during World War II, where he struck up a friendship with Alan Simpson, with whom he would later serve in Congress. Both were Boy Scouts. Without much in the way of schools in the internment camp, the parents of the boys started a Boy Scout troop and found one outside the wire with whom they could collaborate with, the one with the future Senator Alan Simpson in it. The story of their scouting connection is captured in a Washington Post story from 2017. The May issue of the World Federation of Exchanges Focus Monthly publication is out and features these stories. Unfinished Business by John McPartland, Director of Research, Hidden Road. Tokenized Assets May Dramatically Transform Securities Trading by Orly Grinfeld, Head of Clearing, Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. SET steps into 48th year of operation moving forward in the capital market by Paycorn Pitethawachi, President, the Stock Exchange of Thailand. What Can We Expect from a Good Margin Model by David Murphy, Visiting Professor, Department of Law, London School of Economics. Partnering to Scale Carbon Removal by Born Seburn, Executive Vice President and President of European Markets, NASDAQ. Extending Central Clearing to New Asset Classes by Jose Manuel Ortiz, Head of Clearing and Repo Operations 6. NASDAQ talks about the journey to net zero carbon removal and how the investment in Pure Earth is part of the plan by the WFE Focus Team. Number of listed companies by the WFE Research Team. Back when I took the train to work in Chicago, there used to be a couple that rode in my car. The husband worked for the CFTC and the wife for the NFA. I used to joke that I was kept under surveillance. Recently, CFTC Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero and Commissioner Kristen Johnston started following me on Twitter. It just reminded me that the physical stakeout of yesteryear is now an electronic one, though neither was or is the case. But it is nice to know that the commissioners are following JLN on Twitter. The YouTube channel Wendover Production recently released a video called Why Gas Got So Expensive, It's Not the War. The conclusion, high gas prices are here to stay. It's 20 minutes long and well worth watching, I think, says Jeff Bergstrom. With cybersecurity becoming ever more important, we hope that everyone has good passwords by now. That does not seem to be the case. NordPass did a study of the most commonly used passwords. The misfortunate passwords of Fortune 500 companies show some shocking results. For example, password is still one of the most commonly used passwords, as is 123456. Here's a pro tip. Use a passphrase, something like, apples are my favorite fruit. Add your favorite number to the end if you need a number in the password. Easy to remember and near impossible to guess or brute force. The webcomic XKCD has a nick entry that explains this. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video from FIA Boca. Martin Franchi, CEO of NinjaTrader Group, sees its mission as bringing futures trading to a more mainstream place. With the rise of the retail trader, NinjaTrader, which historically has been a downloadable application, saw the customer experience becoming far more important, Franchi said. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's an advertisement from FIA. FIA's International Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6th to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving cleared derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industries. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can click on a link in today's newsletter to sign up for IDX. Here's a story from Bloomberg. As Putin gets desperate, U.S. should remember Pearl Harbor. Economic sanctions are working now against Russia as they squeeze Japan before World War II. But the historical lesson is that they don't make adversaries less aggressive. The Western powers are tightening the screws on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The next move appears to be a phased-in European ban on purchases of Russian oil. It's the right policy given that oil money is financing Putin's war in Ukraine and keeping the Russian economy alive, but the risk may be substantial. Revisionist powers have sometimes become most violent when campaigns of economic strangulation against them are about to succeed. My comment, you had to bring up Pearl Harbor. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Zelensky says companies are supporting Russia's war machine if they stay there. Leaving the Russia market is a must, Ukrainian leader says at the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council Summit. Global companies have a critical role to play in isolating Russia and helping Ukraine restore its economy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday, addressing the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council Summit in London. The aggressor has to be isolated, full, complete economic isolation. That will allow Ukraine to fight to defend our rights, Mr. Zelensky said. Leaving the Russian market is a must. My comment, there is no doubt he is correct. The question is, what is the cost of their shame? Here's a story from Breezy Scroll. 100-year-old man breaks Guinness World Records for working at the same company for 84 years. 100-year-old Walter Orthman of Brazil broke the world record for the longest tenure at the same company. Guinness World Records reported that Orthman was born on April 19, 1922, in the small Brazilian town of Brusque. He started working at 15 to help his family with financial issues. On January 17, 1938, he was hired as a shipping assistant for the textile company Industrias Renas S.A., now known as Renault View. He was quickly promoted to a sales position and then became a sales manager, a post he has held ever since. My comment, here's an example of someone who was not delivered the company handbook with the retirement policy in it. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Beware the banter, how trading floor jokes can backfire. What might be passed off as a cheeky joke to a work colleague could end up getting you or your employer sued. That's according to new research from law firm GQ Littler, which found that the number of claims at UK employment tribunals relating to banter in the workplace increased 45% from 67 cases in 2020 to almost 100 last year. The findings shine a light on the fine line between one person's perception of an offhand comment and what is actually discrimination or harassment, with banter increasingly being used as a defense in legal proceedings to these kinds of allegations, the firm said. My comment, working at home, I find the banter to be rather restrained these days. Here's a story from CNBC. College graduates are overestimating the salaries they'll start out with by $50,000, report finds. newly minted graduates are in for a shock, although the job market and starting salaries for the class of 2022 look significantly better than last year, they may fall short of graduates' expectations. My comment, don't believe the story. Pure propaganda made to make you cave for lower wages. You deserve $150,000 per year for that Starbucks barista job. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was a tie between the Wall Street Journal article with the intriguing title, Facing a Wheat Crisis, Countries Race to Remake an Entire Market on the Fly, and the Forbes article, How to Become Rich as a Business Owner. Second was, Google makes $100,000 worth of tech training free to every U.S. business. From Reuters. And third was Deutsche Börse to provide global derivatives market data from CME Group on A7 analytics platform from Deutsche Börse. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. Wall Street isn't ready for the crackdown coming its way. Federal investigations into questionable trading practices are on the rise, and the fate of Bill Huang and his firm Archegos may await others in the finance industry. Bill Huang's lawyers couldn't believe it. The fallen billionaire investor was sitting in federal custody in Manhattan less than 48 hours after his legal team had visited prosecutors to talk them out of criminal charges. The effort seemed to be going well until the Fed scooped up Huang at daybreak on April 27th to face 11 felony charges and potentially the rest of his life in prison. In no event was an arrest necessary, the attorney said in a statement expressing frustration that morning, noting Huang had been voluntarily answering the government's questions for months. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Brussels proposes EU ban on all Russian oil. Brussels proposed a phased-in ban on imports of all Russian oil as EU member states try to agree a sixth package of penalties against Moscow for its invasion in Ukraine. The ban will cover all Russian oil, seaborne and pipeline, crude and refined, European Commission President Ursula von Leyen said on Wednesday. She vowed to phase out the supplies in an orderly fashion, hitting crude within 6 months and refined products by the end of the year. My comment, here is the Wall Street Journal's version of the story. And then here's a story from the FT. Crypto bros on beach feel a cold wind on their necks. Participants in a recent conference admit that leaner times are on the way for holders of digital assets. The irony of entering a cryptocurrency conference through a casino was clearly lost on the organizing of Crypto Bahamas. But if, last week, you turned left past the slot machines under the bluegrass chandeliers at the Baja Mar Resort in Nassau, down the bright yellow promenade to the convention center, you found a collection of crypto magnates way past caring about the jibes of critics who see their industry as akin to gambling. Here's a story from Reuters. Wall Street sees greater risk of default by major banks. The cost to insure bonds of Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Citigroup against default hit two-year highs on Monday on growing fears that the U.S. Federal Reserve's aggressive moves to tame inflation might tip the economy into recession. Credit risks have worsened since the Ukraine crisis as some big U.S. banks took a hit to their mainstay businesses, with capital markets activity coming to a standstill and lending expected to remain lackluster. This has prompted bondholders to consider hedging strategies to protect against potential defaults. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.